So it's time for me to blog. I've decided I'm going to start doing audio components to each of my blogs. So I'll give you some more info on that later. So today's blog, I wrote about posture in femdom because I was doing a session recently, and while he was kneeling, it was a cam session so I could watch, and his shoulders were all rumped up and just horrific posture. His chest was collapsed. His stomach was just like out there. Firstly, not a pretty sight for me to see. It's not something I enjoy looking at, somebody who doesn't know how to sit properly. And it's really important that your posture is good. You have to be proud of what you do. And if that means submitting to me, then you should be proud. So I can't really stress enough how important posture is in my femdom sessions. And it might seem a little silly, something that doesn't really seem important at first glance. But a slave, while you're naturally inferior, you should always try to achieve the best possible posture, whatever position your mistress puts you in. And so slouching in your humpback, rolled up shoulders, those are unacceptable for any slave of mine. Your inferiority does not equate being small or meek. Some ways it does, but it shouldn't be reflected in your comportement, in how you hold yourself, and especially how you would hold yourself around me. So really, whether our sessions are in person, over the phone, via Skype or texting, poor posture is just inexcusable. I understand that your knees hurt, your back aches, your arms are tired, whatever fucking excuse you want to add in for holding yourself poorly around me, especially kneeling. So kneeling is really crucial for me. I love people kneeling. I like my slaves and my subs to kneel. And this can go on for quite some time, either in short bursts or quite a bit of time. So all those aches and pains that you feel, those tired muscles, those sore joints, those are significant parts of your training. That's part of your sacrifice to me. You're sacrificing your comfort to show me how proud you are to serve me. And you should be proud, and you should consider yourself lucky. I'm making an effort to control you, and therefore you should be willing to endure whatever minor pains may come and go during your session. So it doesn't really apply. A lot of people read things about pain and it's automatically, their mind slips to masochists and masochism, but the pain, it's just part of your training. It's symbolic of your willingness to submit to me and to my will. Your back should be straight, your chest should be out, your shoulders are squared, but they're relaxed. And the amount of time you spend in that position is going to increase with the amount of time you and I spend together. And you're going to notice a difference in how long you can kneel for and how it's going to affect everything else, because it comes into your daily life. Posture is important. So why don't you practice some kneeling for me with some proper posture, and then tell me how it feels. À bientôt.